When you walk into the Guggenheim Museum today, there will be no paintings, no sculptures, no objects to look at. Instead, you'll encounter Tino Segal's so-called situations, pieces of art that are created on the spot. Segal won't allow any photographs or documentation of his work. In preparation for the opening, WNYC invited listeners to write an essay explaining why they should go to the press preview with art critic Carolina Miranda. We got over 100 entries. The winner, Susanna Heller, and Carolina joined me after the press preview yesterday. And I started by asking Carolina, what happens when you walk into the museum?
Well, you start to ascend the ramp, and immediately somebody approaches you. And it happens to be a small child and tells you that it's a Tino Segal piece and would you like to follow them? And from that moment forward, you are passed off from one person to the next and you have a series of conversations with them as you ascend the ramp of the museum. The walls are completely empty. The museum is bare. And the child leads you up the ramp and you end up speaking to someone else. And then that person asks you a series of questions and then you get led, transferred to another person. And what you end up doing is basically having a series of incredibly meaningful discussions about progress, about ideas, and it's different people doing it each time. So you can actually ascend the ramp several times and have a different experience each time. But what it really sort of is stripped down to is it's a series of conversations about ideas.
Susanna, you were actually a guard at the Met Museum for several years. How was this exhibit at the Guggenheim different from what you saw happening at the Met?
As a guard, what I usually observe is a viewer coming in or a visitor coming in, looking at the art, checking it against the label, and then going on. So they actually end up looking at the label more than the art. Whereas this really disrupts any of that kind of process. You don't know what to expect. You're encountered by intense, lively individuals face to face. And there's nothing to look at, so you really are kind of in a netherworld.
You know, Segal is somewhat contentious in the art world, isn't he? So, I mean, he calls himself a visual artist, but the work is really built around performance. So he could actually be a performance artist. I mean, are the distinctions like that, are those kind of distinctions relevant?
I think the challenge he creates for a lot of people is that art in our society is very driven by market, by possession, by acquisition, by collectors buying and building collections. And here you have this artist that completely rejects that, that is given a solo show at one of the most prestigious museums in the world. And what does he do with that? He refuses to show any object and have any sort of visual or other type of record created of it.
Now, you guys ran into a couple of people who were not as excited as you were at the whole happening there. So what was their problem with it?
It was a press preview, so obviously there was a lot of very sort of cynical art media there. And what was interesting is we ran into a couple of fairly high-profile male critics. I won't name them just to be demure. One of them in particular was having a little bit of a tough time accepting it. And part of it, and this came up in our discussion, was he had had a hard time sort of just giving himself over to the piece and just letting himself be led, not only up the ramp, but just discussion-wise. And he said that what he found himself doing was trying to impress and be clever to the person leading the dialogue.
So he felt like he was having to perform.
I think the problem of suspending disbelief, maybe as a critic, just doesn't allow them to let go. And letting go is very important. And I think Segal is, in the most optimistic read of his work, is just trying to encourage people to enjoy, play, let go, and explore art.
I've been speaking with art critic Carolina Miranda and with Susanna Heller, a WNYC listener and herself an artist. We'd like to know what you think of the show. Visit the culture site of WNYC.org and leave your thoughts. Remember, your thoughts are the only documents we'll have of what happened. Carolina, Susanna, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.